guys coming up here. Yeah, sorry guys. Yeah, since we are recording. Okay. I'm going to start here. I'm going to go that way. We're going to do, let's do your favorite part. We'll do the thing we did on the last night, your favorite part of camp, what God did, and the funniest moment.
Say your name. Favorite part. Hello, my name is Joel Unruh.
Hello.
Hi, Joel.
So we're doing a favorite part of camp, what God did in our life, and a funny thing.
Yeah, let's do a funny moment.
Okay. So my favorite part of camp definitely this year was the worship. I really was able to sort of dive in and really feel it and just be able to love God and worship and then just appreciate, the lyrics of the song, what they meant, that kind of a thing. And then also feeling more a part of the team and team games. I didn't feel quite as cornered, and I felt more open in the team as like a member. And then kind of what God did for me this year, I felt really good about it, and it was, I showed up to camp, I was only really expecting to change one thing. I was like, there's something wrong in my life, and I'm going to change it for God here, and I'm going to change it to where it makes a lasting impact. And I was just carrying it into the camp, and on the first night, they mentioned that right now God doesn't want any of that extra baggage. He just wants for you to come forward and really love him. So just put all that stuff aside. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to trust that word. And the moment I put it all aside, I could just see in my head that it was just carried away. And there was the light and the love of Jesus just there in front of me. And it was so perfect. It was so peaceful. And it was really impactful. And then from there on, I was able to really dive in deep. I was able to pray and bless over my friends here at camp, and it was really good. And then at the last night, I was able to sort of just cement sort of what God had done in my life for that, and then it just felt like it made a really lasting impact right here. And then, I guess, funny thing at camp?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no. I felt like kind of a laughing stock of the camp, but it was of my team, but it was great. It was fun. Do the flip? Oh. So there was this game during team versus team games called three ball kickball, and it's where you have like a frisbee, a football, and a kickball where you're supposed to kick them all out, and then you run the bases kind of like regular kickball. So I started off by throwing both the frisbee and the football, and then I get ready to kick the ball, but I noticed that there's like three guys right here on my left side just standing there ready to like just face tank all of the kickballs that come right at them. Just like, I guess, pure men. And then, so I'm like, I'm going to kick it that way because none of them are there. So I run up and I get a solid kick on it. But then because I don't have athletic-based shoes, I totally lose traction. But I'm already going. So I end up doing like a combat roll slide on my knee in the dirt. And then I just lay there for a second. And I'm like, what just happened? I'm on the ground. Am I out? Am I still in? And I just hear my entire team screaming, Joel, go, you're still in. And I look up, and I had launched that ball forever. So I get up, and the bases are all like these little buckets that are filled with water, and you're just supposed to stick a portion of you into the bucket of water. So I stumble up and over to the base, and I just like dunk both my hands in, and I'm like, I made it. And I totally killed my knee.
Hi, I'm Talison.
Hi, Talison.
Hi, James. So probably my favorite part about camp this year was the fact that worship was just amazing. Worship was so impactful on everyone. And definitely the team games, there's only been a few years that I've gotten a bad team that I didn't really want to be a part of. But this year, I absolutely loved my team. I loved being part of the team. And I mean, my team got me to dance after war ball. When we did the Cupid shuffle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they got me to dance. I don't dance, so. but it was amazing. What God did in my life. So the first night, like Joel was saying, was they wanted you to take everything aside that you had brought there, and just focus on God. You know, he doesn't want any of the extra baggage. He knows what your problems are, so he just wants you to focus on him. Well, that was really hard for me that first night because of the fact that I came there for a specific reason. I was like, wait, hold on. I have these needs and I want them to be fixed because I wanted all this stuff gone as soon as possible. And so that was really hard the first night. And the second night, Pastor Ben said that there was three kinds of people that went to church camp that year. That was the people that were already kind of, you know, saved and all this other stuff and didn't really have that many problems. Then there was the person who was just there because they didn't know why they were there. And then there was the third person, they were desperate. And as soon as he said that, I broke down because, dang it, I didn't want to do this. So this year has been, I can't say that it's been rough. It's been frustrating because I've wanted to do music for so long and I've been wanting to write songs and all this stuff and it just wasn't happening. You know, I would only play my guitar for a few minutes a day and I'd put it down and it was like, you know what, I'm bored of this. I don't want to do this. And so I was so frustrated because what I wanted, because I knew God has called me to do music for him, and I wanted it to happen now. I wanted it to happen in my time. And in all honesty, I had given up. I had given up on what God had called me to. I had given up on him. I had given up on everything because it was like, well, you know, this isn't happening. So obviously something's wrong. I'm not doing something right. What's up? So that night when he said that there was the desperate person, I knew exactly what he was talking. He was talking to me, and God said that he's talking about you. And I went there and I was thinking, no, I'm not the desperate person. I'm doing pretty good. And that was just me being a lukewarm Christian. And this year I have been a lukewarm Christian. And I've fallen to temptation. I've done a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, not bad. My biggest thing was the temptation, and that is the biggest thing for a lot of people, and it is really hard to get out of that. And so this year, the second night, they did an altar call, and this guy right here is my inspiration and my rock, basically, when it comes to this, because he, yes, you. This guy is always the first one to go up to the stage. He's always the first one to raise his hands. He's always the first one to go and pray for someone. Always. You know, and I always used to think I was like that, and then I realized how timid I was that night because it was like they did the altar call, and it's like, I know I have to go up there. I know I need to go up there. And I didn't go up there. And I just sat there. I was like, why did I not do that? You know, I was sitting there questioning, and then something inside me said, it's okay that you didn't go up there. And then Pastor Ben said, it's okay for you people who decided not to come up to this altar call. It is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So a great relief was put upon me. So I think it was the third night they did another altar call. And I went up there, and I was refilled. I was on fire. I was joyful. I was jumping for joy. I was, you know, the next day when we were doing youth, our youth group, I could not express how amazing I felt, how on fire for God I was. But God then told me he wasn't done with me because I still had that stuff that I had brought there with, because that third night I had finally just set everything aside and done what he told me to do. So the last night I go up and pray with Dan, and everything. Every year at camp, there's something I hang on to because it takes a lot for me to trust something. And that last night, I remember thinking of all the past years, and it's like I've always hung on to one thing. I've never fully surrendered everything, and that was my problem. That was why I hadn't been reading my Bible, why I hadn't been journaling, why I hadn't been doing music. And that night when I went up to pray with Dan, everything was just taken. I surrendered absolutely everything because, like Pastor Ben said, I was desperate. So everything, I had nothing to hang on to because I wanted it gone. I was tired. I was done with the enemy attacking me because I know that God has something for me. And if I keep hanging on to this stuff, I can't do what he wants me to do, and that's what I want to do. So I am more on fire for God than I have ever been in my entire life. So
lighten your mood.
And I'll lighten the mood with something funny. I don't remember what
I... What do you mean you don't remember?
Oh,
what happened?
This was not funny. This hurt. So, okay.
It was funny for everyone
else. I'll say two things just so I can explain what happened here. So we're playing the three-ball kickball, and I notice I'm about to get out. Everywhere else, there's grass. First base to second base, there's grass. Second base to third base, and there's grass. And then a home run, we have a water slip and slide that we can slide down. So me, I'm like, hey, I'm about to get out. I don't want to get out because I don't want to lose the game. I slide into first base. First base is covered with rock and dirt. So I get up, and I run to second base, and I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with my leg. It had completely, like, scraped this. It's bad, and it hurts, but it's okay. So the funny thing that happened to camp, I don't remember what I shared the night that we actually did this, but All right, so look at Jason's hand. He doesn't have a Band-Aid on, but so the first night,
First day
as we walk into the dorm, he goes to grab the doorknob and opens the thing, and he cuts his finger because the doorknob had something sharp on it. And so I was giving him crap all week about how he couldn't open a door correctly. So the last day I go to walk into the dorm, I grab the doorknob and I turn it, and I cut my finger. Same spot, same hand, same finger. Yeah, so anyway.
So now they really are blood brothers.
Wow.
My name is James. Hello, everyone.
Hi, James.
My favorite part of camp was honestly being able to reconnect with the youth group, because past couple months, between, like, I'm about to start nursing up at the college, and I've got work and everything, so I honestly hadn't been able to be at church as much as I wanted to be. And so actually being able to just take a week away from everything and being able to, like, reconnect with everyone up here, it was really, really good. My favorite thing, or something that God did in my life, I believe it was night one, where he was talking about giant killing, the giant slaying. Was it actually a scripture that he referenced, or the thing about mice and giants, it was a saying that was posted up on the thing, and it just said, I don't know who was supposed to be the speaker at the time, but it said, so many men have become complacent with killing mice in the field when there are giants behind them wrecking the land, or something similar to that. And I was like, you know, that says a lot, especially to me personally, because I would be doing little things, like, to help every now and then to further the kingdom. So it would be me, like squishing little mice every now and then, be like, oh, look, I'm helping. And there's, like, this colossal giant standing right behind me. And I think that really says a lot, that so many times, like, we feel like we're doing something for the kingdom, and we are doing things, you know, I mean, there's nothing, how do I say this? God appreciates every little thing we do to help further the kingdom, but just because we're doing something he appreciates, that doesn't mean we're fulfilling his end goal for our lives. So I think that was one of the biggest things, is because, you know, you look around the day and so many of us have realized, or so many of us may not realize, that the thing that we're doing, it can be helpful, but it's not what God is calling us to do. And that was something that was really spoken to me, because I had that situation happen to me whenever I was back up at UNT and I was doing aviation stuff, and I said, yeah, this is really good. But then God called me to nursing, and he said, no, this can be useful, but this isn't what I want you to do with your life. So I don't know, that just really spoke to me, and I was like, that's awesome. Something funny that happened, Joel has been my inspiration for several events that happened. So the dorm rooms that we stay in, they're bunks all the way through. And I was in one bunk, and Joel was in another, and we were both on the top bunks. And the first time this happened, it was myself, Talison, and Dan, and we were talking about something, and it had died down. And then it like, the dorm room was pretty loud because it's full of boys. So we were talking about something, and it got really quiet, and then you just hear Joel all of a sudden go, "Boat nectar." And I just lost my mind, and I don't know why. The second time, the much more funny time, was when we were playing. So at the game nights that we have is the one of the games that we play is Pictionary. And what it is, it's Pictionary, essentially. And it's your team. One of your teammates has to go and draw something, and the rest of the team has to shout it out. Well, I guess that it inspired Joel's REM memory bank. So it inspired, like, hey, we're going to have a dream about Pictionary tonight. So he was already asleep. I was still awake. I was trying to get signal on my phone so I could see if there were any messages, like, hey, how you doing? Are we doing okay? And so Joel is, like, laying down facing this way, and I'm laying down facing this way. So we're looking at each other. There's about a 3-foot gap in between us. And Joel had like, sinus congestion or something like that. Like
2 out of the 4 days. So that was also the night of the boat nectar. I was just dead in my nose.
He was very congested. So he was, like, snoring really loud, and I was like, oh, okay, it's whatever. He's congested. It's fine. I was like, it's going to be hard for me to fall asleep, but whatever. And I hear him start to mumble. He goes, and it stops for 30 seconds, and I'm like, Joel, are you okay? Nothing happens. I go back to my phone. The second I look back to my phone, Joel sits straight up in his bed. Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse. I get so scared that I drop my phone on the ground. Joel looks over. I look over to Joel. Joel, what happened? He looks, I don't know. I'll let Joel explain what had happened.
So, as he mentioned, we had played Pictionary that night. And I was one of the, like, primary artists or whatever for, like, 3 pictures. But it's Pictionary, so it's never going to be, like, look at this gorgeous Mona Lisa that I drew. It's like, look at this stick figure holding a flag. Dan. But in my dream, you know, I could see we were all crowded around the little chair that we had the, like, pad of paper on, and they were drawing a wooden horse with tiny little stick figures inside of it, and nobody else was guessing Trojan horse. And so in my dream state, I thought, you know, in my dream, I'm just going to say Trojan horse or something, and then it's going to change dreams and do something weird, because, you know, dreams. But then I feel it on the tip of my tongue, and I, like, sit up, and I just scream out, Trojan horse. And Dan's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know. I thought I was playing Pictionary.
Joel was my entertainment for the week.
Hi, my name is Isaac.
Hi, Isaac.
So my favorite part of the week had to be worship, because it was really great getting to dive in and worship with everyone else and really dive into the Word. And the best thing that I learned at camp that changed my life was the second night, whenever he was talking about simplicity, and the pastor mentioned, I think it was his exact words were that when we focus on something else other than the kingdom of God, then we don't do the kingdom of God at all. I might be paraphrasing. But that really spoke to me, because I realized that I was straying away from God, and this helped me to redirect my life towards God and I kind of got to rededicate my life to God this week. My favorite part about the whole week as a whole was getting to be with all these people because they're an extremely funny bunch. And really just everywhere we went, I was laughing.
What's the funniest moment?
Oh, I didn't exactly have a funniest moment that happened to me. It was just getting to watch everyone. But yeah.
So I'm Cadence.
Hi, Cadence.
Hi. My favorite part of the week was definitely getting put into a team with all of these people that I got to connect with, and I got to bond with about all of us. We didn't really like find a connection with the Lord yet, and so we all went together and we all tried to find that connection. And I think that a lot of us had left camp with at least a journey on the way to that connection. Something that God did in my life was going to camp. I had a lot of things on my mind, and like I said, I had not really had a connection with Him. And I went into camp, you know, not really expecting to get anything out of it, because I didn't really last year. I didn't really get anything out of it that I had noticed. And so I went to camp not really expecting to get anything out of it, and I just expected to, you know, go see my old friends from camp a couple, like, from the past years and stuff. But, and then throughout camp, God kind of, whenever He was telling us the message about keeping our life simple and putting everything aside, I feel like I left camp definitely with, like, less things keeping me away from Him. And I feel like now there's nothing really holding me back now, and I feel like I will definitely find that connection one of these days, hopefully soon. The funniest thing, so you don't really have to know me to know that I'm clumsy. I fell a lot. I tripped and fell, like, a lot. Our camp got dirty dorm one of the days. It was, like, the last day. And I thought it would be funny to, you know, go stand on the stage, and I was like the kind of like the clown of the group. I thought it'd be funny to go stand on the stage and just dance around, try to get everybody up there with me. And I was walking backwards and I fell off the stage.
Hi, my name is Jillian.
Hi, Jillian. Are you having fun at church camp?
Yes.
Wait, we're not at church camp.
Oh, yeah. My favorite part was the worship. The worship was really good. You know, I was really able to, like I don't ever, like, lose my voice. Like I sing, like, really loud, like, I practically scream, but the church camps before, like, I never, like, lost my voice, and I started losing my voice. I was like, what the heck? Like, this doesn't really happen. And then, like, we were, what was that thing whenever we went, like?
Altar call?
We went as a youth group?
Yeah, youth group time.
Yeah, youth group time, okay. Anyways, I was walking with, like, Joel, and Joel was telling me, you know, like, maybe, like, the reason I'm losing my voice, and I don't usually, maybe, like, God's telling me, like, that, you know, maybe need to shut up and listen. So I was like, all right, yeah, that could be it. So so I was like, you know, that's a really good point. So I would, like, because, like, my voice was all messed up, you know, I would just listen, you know. And, like, I felt like God was telling me, like, a lot that, like, I get in my own way and I get in His way, because I always feel like I gotta do something in order for God to do something in my life. Like, okay, if I do this or I don't do this, God won't do this or do that, you know? And, like, God really told me, like, this week is, like, you know, if you, like, you're kind of in my way, you know, like, just sit down and let me move, let me do what I do, you know? So I was like, all right. So So, and like for like the whole week, like the 2 days, like 2-3 days, I was like trying to figure out like how to like sit still, cause like I was kind of like even though like God was telling me like to like be still, I was like, how do I do that? You know, like how do I do that? Like I don't know how. But then like on the last, I think it was like on, was it the second or last night, whenever he was talking about prayer? Was it the last night? And then so like, I don't know, like I was finally able to like sit still. And like I was just really like, you know, reflecting on all that God's done in my life and just hearing him speak to me and like reveal so many things about myself and about him. And I was really able to hear God in a way I haven't been able to, because I was in my own way and in his way, and he was able to do, to be a bigger impact in my life. And yeah, that's what happened. And then I think a funny thing, it wasn't really something that I did. I was just like, I heard, like I was in the pool, and like I was hanging out with these kids from like Hype, and like this kid named Esteban, he's like a big dude, but then he was under the water for a while, and he comes up, and he says the most weirdest thing. He was like, he was like, do you ever like get lost in your homie's eyes, bro? I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, you're weird. And then did anybody else like hear what he just said? And then you hear like this other kid like named Manny. He's not a kid, but he was like, dude, all the time. I was like, what are you talking about? You guys are weird. And then I was like, you guys are weird. And then like another one was like, I had like my hair in braids, like in like really, they're like called box braids, but they're like really small braids. And then like for like the first like 3 nights, and then I took them out, and then there's this kid on my team, and he was like, have you been here this whole time? I was like, yeah. I was like, I had braids in my hair, bro. And then he was like, oh. I was like, yeah. Yeah. It was weird, and then like he kept telling everybody like she had braids in her hair. I was like, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Zechariah. My favorite part of camp was worship and spending time with my friends and making new friends. I have like 2 new church families. Let's see. Keeping life simple, that's one. And helping me develop and accept my leadership qualities. Like helping 2 friends, pushing them out of their comfort zone, doing something they normally wouldn't do on their own. And the games, I liked some of the games. 2 of them were awkward. Yeah. So the funny part, it's more awkward. Those are the 2 games. The one you saw, that one was awkward because I almost touched tongues with the guy I was against 3 times. And then the other one was when I was teamed up with Isaac, and you saw the elbow knee one, right? It got awkward. There was the neck, the forehead, the nose to nose. Oh yeah, that one too. Isaac mentioned, let's get out of this real quick. I was like, no, let's go on. But then we got out, and then after that, it got even more awkward. So I was like, okay, I'm glad we got out of that. So that's the funny part.
I'm Bella.
Hi, Bella.
My favorite part of camp was probably making new friends. Mm. I think what God did in my life was help me read the Bible. I mean, I can read a 600-page book in one day. Why can't I read the Bible? And the funniest part was watching a girl run straight into the door.
It wasn't me, by the way.
What's your name, man?
AJ.
Hi, AJ.
What is that? Okay. So my favorite part. Is that better? My favorite part was probably the food.
Really? Are you having different food than us? I'm just kidding.
It was his first time. He'll change.
Okay. And so, this is really nervous. Okay, my. Okay. So, I remember I was in the chapel and everyone started talking. And right away, as everybody started talking, my teacher yells and she's like, "Hey, we're here about God!" I was like, "Okay." Okay, so we start singing and all that. And we finally get done. And so then we go to dinner. The funniest part there was with my brother. Okay, so I was eating my thirds. It was delicious. I look over at the table with all our pastors, and I went over there because there's like a big group. I went over there, and there was a kid eating ranch and Jell-O.
No.
And then my brother started it, and then he was like, everybody's like, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "Yeah, this stuff's delicious." So then we were walking outside to go play Gaga Ball, and as soon as we get outside, this guy starts puking everywhere. Oh, there was a couple kids that ate the ranch and Jell-O. He was the one that ate most of it. I walk over there by the rocks. My friend comes with me. I was like, "Back up now." And I started puking. And then my friend comes right up to me and he's like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah, I just puked up a whole noodle." Did something. So he did. I saw someone that passed away in my life. I don't want to talk. I saw my grandma and my great grandpa.
I'm Dan. That was loud. And I guess my favorite part of camp was just the fellowship with the entire Purple Teen, Purple Rain, by the way. Purple Rain, not rain as in Rain King. It's a pun.
There was rain on the flag.
Yes, there was rain on the flag. Uh-huh. What an astute observation. So Favorite part was the fellowship, playing the games. Last year when I went, we had Kyle as like our main guy who basically carried us to, I think we got third or second last year? Second. So this year we didn't have anywhere near the amount of athletic people that we had last year. So we got major points off of just me, James, Talison, Joel just goofing around. Because where we could not compete athletically, we can compete with, we're just going to dance and look like idiots. And they'll throw points at us because they don't know what to do with us. So like everyone else, I went to camp with expectations, even though I was just going to be an actual dorm monitor this year. I was actually in with the kids. And I went, okay, you know, here, God, here's my laundry list. It's going to roll down all the way out the door of all the stuff that I need fixed. I'm here for camp. You're going to fix me, right? First couple nights there, I had no connection. I was really frustrated. I was like, okay, last year I came here. The worship was great. It set me on fire. I was out there in the hype praise pit with the hands up and the swaying. I didn't feel it this year. And night three, it all kind of came to a headway when it was, I guess we would call it Holy Spirit night. Is, you know, he came out and said, all right, the room is spiritually charged. So, you know, I believe he said something along the lines of, if you're going to get tongues, here's where you're going to get. And I was like, okay, I've been wanting that for like 2 years now. So I ran up, I threw my hands up. The energy was good. I felt like everything was going to kind of fall into place. I had about 8 or 7 or 1 billion people around me all speaking in tongues, loud and whisper. I was like, okay, God, you know, here come the tongues, right? And nothing happened. And I was insanely frustrated. You know, when we met with the youth the following morning, I was like, you know, I'm so frustrated. This is something that I want, that I thought I was going to get. And I was just, at that point, I was like, well, God, if you don't want to use me for whatever, then whatever, I'll just be here and serve you. Use me as you please, but you apparently have no interest in me. Well, the following night was, I guess, the prayer night. So, sorry, I talked really loud. So, you know, they said, all right, all the youth pastors, all the dorm monitors come up and pray. So, I walked up like, okay, you know, here I am, maybe year 5 on my walk. Like, who's going to want to come pray with me? You know, I got Hannah and Jason over here, you know, just totally emitting all kinds of spiritual juju over here. I got people on the left, again, speaking. Yeah, deal with it. I got people, you know, whispering in tongues. I'm sitting there like, okay, I'm surrounded by spiritual heavyweights here, and I'm just looking like, I guess, the beginning of Captain America before he gets a superhero serum. He's all, you know, weak and small and like, oh, hi. So I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of praying and I see Talison get up from his seat. And I was like, oh, he's going to come up and get prayed for. I see him walking down the aisle. He makes eye contact and I immediately think, no. What are you doing, child? You have a whole bunch of other people here that are like way further along. What are you doing? No. What are you doing? You have chosen poorly. And he comes up and he says, you know, Dan, I have something to pray for. And I was like, oh boy, okay. And he told me what I needed, so I laid hands on him. And I'm not good at that. I'm good at praying like for a group, but one-on-one, I stutter. I asked for God to lift something off of his shoulder. I forgot for a second that humans have 2 shoulders. So I then had to correct myself in prayer and say, I am sorry, Lord. Take this off of his shoulders because we have 2 of them. And at that point, it kind of clicked. That is what I was there for. I wasn't there to fulfill my laundry list of needs and wants. I was there because someone in our group needed prayer for, and that's what I was there for. So, huh?
I was going to say that when I got up, I was going to go pray for Jason with Jason initially, and then God said, no, go to him, because he needs something, so go to him, he's going to be praying for him. I was like, okay. So I'll go to him.
All right, and the funniest thing that happened, Jason gave me stuff about this all week. It was Pictionary. I know, sorry. Pictionary night, as seems to be the popular trend. I went up to draw, and they said, all right, you know, you have to draw George Washington. How most normal people approach George Washington is, here, I'm going to draw, you know, like a dollar bill, and I'm going to circle the guy. That is not how Dan's brain works. Dan is a major history buff. So instead of taking the simple route, I decided to draw stick figures of Washington crossing the Delaware.
Pictionary is the fastest. The team who gets the answer first gets the points. Go.
So instead of, you know, drawing a dollar bill, my brain was like, all right, I'm going to access the repressed memories that everybody has in their U.S. history class and make them reference a painting who we have no idea who painted, who did nothing. So I draw, you know, little George Washington, he had his foot up, you know, on the boat doing this. And it didn't take as long as I thought it did, but it was long enough to warrant Jason saying, you know, as soon as we got it done, why didn't you draw a dollar bill? And that thought had never That is how the Dan do. So, all right, here you go.
Okay, everyone already knows me, but hello, my name is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello. All right, so I'm going to try to not preach because I know that we're a little bit over time. We're about 5 minutes over already. But the night that stuck out to me the most, or first of all, I guess the thing that I liked the most about camp this year, the thing that was my favorite was just watching our youth plug in, and you know, getting to pray over Cadence, and getting to just see God working, especially on the fourth night when everybody came up for prayer. So going into that, night four was the night I got the most out of. It was about simplicity, as they've mentioned before, and night four focused on prayer. And prayer is something that I've always kind of struggled with. It's one of those things where it's like, it's always been kind of hard for me to just like talk to God. You know, it's like, what do I pray for? I end up usually praying for like what I need. And he went through what was the pastor's name? Mike. Okay, yeah. So Mike, he went through something that was really interesting to me. He went to the Lord's Prayer, and he, you know, emphasized that Jesus taught them how to pray. He didn't give them a prayer to memorize, but how many of us grew up memorizing the Lord's Prayer? How many of you guys know the Lord's Prayer? Yeah. So he went through it, and he said, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he stopped, and he said, okay, so that is going to be, you know, the part of your prayer where you start out by acknowledging who God is and thanking him for who he is, and you know, that he's created us and that he's died for us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray for, you know, his will to be done. Pray for people you know that need to be saved. Pray to follow his will in your life and not your own will. Give us this day our daily bread. Provide for us. That's where you can, you know, if you have a need that you really want fulfilled, you can ask God for that. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, help us with bitterness. Help us to forgive. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Keep us from the things that we're tempted to do. Keep us from sin. Help us to be able to turn to God and run the other way. And it just kind of, it really, really hit me. And then we had like about, I think it was 15 minutes that he said to just pray silently. And I feel like it was the first time I'd ever really connected through prayer. And it was the first time that I'd ever felt like cut off at the end. Cause like, it's always like with prayer time that long, I'm always like, okay, I finished like 10 minutes ago and I'm just kind of sitting here silently, awkwardly. But this time it was like, when he stopped, I was like, oh, it's already been 15 minutes. Like, it was kind of crazy for me. And then he gave one quote that's from, I think he said the quote's from a guy named Del Tackett. I don't really know who that is, but he said, if you really believe that what you believe is really real, then you will live differently. And then he said, prayer is the center point that catapults us into the frontier of the adventure with God. And I'm not remembering all this. I have my notes here. So, but that just really, really kind of sunk in. And I think I really needed that because it was part of my disconnect in my walk, was that I was not really into prayer. And then I guess the funniest thing this week for me was watching how confused Bella got at Dan and Caroline and my antics, because she's just like, these people are crazy monkeys. Like, I think we confused her very much. But is that it?
Yeah, you're like, yeah, no.
And I'll do mine pretty quick because, you know, time. So favorite part of camp is worship and team games. Yeah, the teams were a lot better. The last teams that we've been on, I felt like the other team guys are just like, they take it and just do what they want, and we just do what they do. And so, but this year it was fun. We all got to do a bunch of games and participate. And so what God did in my life was just kind of a reiteration to me of, I think it was somebody, remind me, stop getting in your way, you said it. Stop getting in my way and stop trying to do stuff for me and just let me do it, you know, because we want to take control of whatever. And I think that's the most, I think that is one of the things that complicates our lives a lot more than we think, is we try to do it. We try to do it all ourselves. We try to get God to be like, all right, I'm going here. Come on, this way, right? You know, and we are expecting him to come with us, not us go with him. This will be just a little bit long, but Mike Larkin, he used to be a cop, and so this spoke to me. He had a story about a regular day. He was a Chips. He was like, I had the long boots. I, you know, was the guy on the motorcycle from the show. I looked just like that. And he had a routine traffic stop. This 18-wheeler was in a left-hand lane, and he turned right. And so he went and flagged that guy down. And he called it in and blah, blah, blah. And there, the dispatch was saying 10:23, which means, okay, we'll get, you know, we'll hold on, we'll respond in just a bit, because he was, you know, saying all this. Well, the guy in the truck decides he wasn't going to stop, and he just kept on going. I don't know how far he went, but at the very, whenever they actually kind of stopped, well, okay, I'm sorry. So the guy took off, and Mike was going to chase him, but he was calling in for backup and blah, blah, blah. This is where this guy's going. And the dispatch said 10-3, which basically means shut up. And Mike was like, okay. Then they called over, the dispatch called and basically said that there was someone not breathing at a house. And they called the address in, and Mike goes, oh, well, I'm right here. Like, the house was, like, right there. And so he was like, okay, I'm going to go respond. This guy comes out with his 2-year-old daughter not breathing. Her face was blue. She was, like, super hot. And so he came and got her, laid her down in the cool grass, because I guess it was, February or whatnot, so it was kind of cold outside. And he was like, you know, just doing his regular thing, and he decided to pray before he started to do CPR. So he was praying, and he was asking God to, you know, help him out. And right before he was going to go down, she took the deepest breath and like woke up and all of that. And what he said is kind of how I have viewed it in the recent, in like this year, is that God made Mike's life work the way it did to help her out at that time. So everything that God did for Mike
from him wanting to be a cop to him getting to be that, you know, him right there to that truck, you know, doing all of that. God used that to save her life. And that's kind of how I've viewed it. And so it was really a reminder of that. Hey, I've done all of these things in your life that you may not have known why I'm doing it, but you could have already helped somebody out without knowing it, or I'm still using you and making you go the way I need you to, not just for yourself, but maybe for somebody else. You know, so that was a really like a big thing that just helped me to keep on going, you know, not just doing my own thing, but actually because he's called us to do what he needs, and it could be for a girl that's, you know, dying. So the funniest thing was Dan's. I was sitting there going, I can't believe you pulled the crossing of Delaware out of my memory bank in 2017 when I learned that in like 90 whatever five or something. But like he started to draw a boat. And I was like, okay, you know, water. Then he drew like a little whatever, and then he drew this guy doing this, and everybody was like, Delaware, crossing of Delaware. And then he circled George Washington or something. George Washington. I was like, oh man, Dan, he could have just drawn a dollar bill. But besides that, so the last night we go to burn the flags and stuff, because the teams that lost, we burn their flags and stuff. And so we're supposed to get in our groups, and we're supposed to do the same thing we do here. Well, so I was like, oh, it's dark outside. You see the stars. And so I try to start that song, The Stars at Night are Big and Bright. I was like, the stars at night are big. And then I had three folks do this. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to stop that because nobody wants to sing that song. So I was like, it's just me. So I stopped. That was kind of, you know, whatever. And then, so that same night, okay, we were in our group, right? And one of the guys that bunks with us was from a church down south, and his name was Joseph. And he walks up there, and he's got a full jar of mayonnaise in his pocket. We're like, dude, what are you gonna do with that mayonnaise? He's like, nope, I'm not telling you. And you just see this guy just walks up, and he shoved a full jar of mayonnaise. It's like sticking halfway out. We're just like, okay, whatever. But that was pretty funny. Yeah, whatever. So yeah, that was camp, and I want to say I really appreciate everyone who donated, who gave, I mean, who participated, who helped, because this is the best time of year. These kids, they really look forward to it. And I know Noah was sad because he couldn't go. But this is the best time of year for this. These kids look forward to it all year. And I would encourage everyone, if maybe we can get some family dorms or something. If you guys, it is awesome to see these kids do that stuff. So,
can we give them a big hand, all of them? You know, we all need to come to those kind of places that they came to over this week in our lives as adults. And I hope that God, through one of these young people, spoke to you in a certain area of your life. And I want to thank you guys for being open and transparent. And here's what we're going to do. Carol, come up and get on the piano. And we're going to dismiss you after I pray. But then I'm going to ask these kids to hang around up front here, and if you need prayer this morning, they'll pray for you, won't you? So we're going to just let them hang up here, and if you need prayer, we're going to invite you to come up and let them pray for you this morning. So Father, thank you for what you've done in our youth group, what you've done in their lives, the testimonies that were challenges both first to them and now to us. And we pray that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see that we would hear the voice of the Spirit of God speaking to us through these young people. And I pray, Lord, that you'd protect the seeds that you've planted in their life, that you'd protect the things that you've done over this past week, that the enemy will not steal it away, but it will take root and grow and bring forth fruit, that they'll put a marker in the sand and say, you know, we sang that song, "As for me, my house, we will serve the Lord." And they'll say, you know what? I'm going forward from this place. I'm not going back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back. No turning back. Bless everyone who's been here this morning. Bless our VBS this next week. Thank you in Jesus' name. And if you need prayer, as Carol's praying, as we dismiss now, come up and let one of these young people pray for you. You're dismissed. Thank you for coming. God bless you.